In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, dear friends, to Pointing to the Saviour of the World on this fifth Sunday of Lent. No one likes to suffer, but as humans, we know that pain is inevitable. Emotional, physical, psychological, spiritual pain. The way we deal with our suffering and pain says a great deal about our maturity as someone created by God. The readings this Sunday talk to us about how to deal with suffering and pain. The first reading from the prophet Jeremiah explains how God will replace the old covenant of judgment with a new covenant of forgiveness of sins. This new covenant was established, we are told, in the letter to the Hebrews by Jesus' suffering and death in obedience to the Father's will. The gospel hints at the inner struggle of Jesus in accepting the cup of suffering to inaugurate the new and eternal covenant. Dear friends, the readings today challenge us to make a difference in the lives of others, like Jesus did, by accepting suffering and sacrificing our lives to the people around us, in the family, in the workplace, and in our wider society, being the grain that died, sprouted, and brought forth new life. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. See, the days are coming, it is the Lord who speaks, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, but not a covenant like the one I made with their ancestors on the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant of mine, so I had to show them who was master. It is the Lord who speaks. No. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel when those days arrive. It is the Lord who speaks. Deep within them, I will plant my law, writing it in their hearts. Then I will be their God, and they shall be my people. There will be no further need for neighbor to try to teach neighbor, or brother to say to brother, learn to know the Lord. No, they will all know me, the least no less than the greatest. It is the Lord who speaks, since I will forgive their iniquity and never call their sin to mind. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A pure heart create for me, O God. A pure heart create for me, O God. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, in your compassion, blot out my offence. O, wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. A pure heart create for me, O God. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. A pure heart create for me, O God. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of favour, sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways and sinners may return to you. A pure heart create for me, O God. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. During his life on earth, Christ offered up prayer and entreaty, aloud and in silent tears, to the one who had the power to save him out of death. And he submitted so humbly that his prayer was heard. Although he was son, he learned to obey through suffering. But having been made perfect, he became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to you, O Christ, you are the Word of God. Whoever serves me must follow me, says the Lord, and where I am, there also will my servant be. Glory to you, O Christ, you are the Word of God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory be to you, O Lord. Among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. These approached Philip, who came from Bethsaida in Galilee, and put this request to him. Sir, we should like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip together went to tell Jesus. Jesus replied to them, Now, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you most solemnly, unless a wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Anyone who loves his life loses it. Anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If a man serves me, he must follow me. Wherever I am, my servant will be there too. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him. Now, my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this very reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. A voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. People standing by who heard this said it was a clap of thunder. Others said, it was an angel speaking to him. Jesus answered, It was not for my sake that this voice came, but for yours. Now, sentence is being passed on this world. Now, the prince of this world is to be overthrown. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all men to myself. By these words, he indicated the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One day, a man was walking along the beach when he noticed a boy picking something up and gently throwing it into the ocean. Approaching the boy, he asked, What are you doing? The boy replied, throwing starfish back into the ocean. The surf is up and the tide is going down. If I don't throw them back, they'll die. Son, the man said, don't you realize there are miles and miles of beach and hundreds of starfish? You can't make a difference. After listening politely, the boy bent down, picked up another starfish, and threw it back into the surf. Then, smiling at the man, he said, See, I made a difference for that one. The Star Thrower is a classic story of the power within each one of us to make a difference in the lives of others. And, dear friends, during this season of Lent, as we do every Lent, we ask God to give us a new mind and a new heart so that we not only make a difference in the lives of others like Jesus did, but also that we can see the reality of Jesus and his cross. With regards to this new heart, today we hear the prophecy of Jeremiah that God will write his law on our hearts. Instead of following external rules, we will have God's law deep inside us. We will know the right thing to do and will do it. There's only one small difficulty here, though. To know God's law from within, to get a new mind and heart, we have to die. Jesus says it bluntly. Unless a wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Dear friends, it's hard to die. By dying here, Jesus means accepting our suffering with a smile, to lean into the discomfort of our purpose here on earth. A grain of wheat might feel safe inside its shell, but God has a plan the grain cannot imagine. Placed in the dark earth, the water and warmth begin to open its shell. Hesitatingly, tiny roots come out and begin to take nourishment from the soil. What happens in silent darkness breaks into the light and produces fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. The seed achieves this amazing result because God has placed a law inside it. When the seed follows that code, that law, it fulfills its purpose. To do so, it has to die. Once again, it's not easy to die. C.S. Lewis tells a story about a young man who falls into hell because of his attachment to a lizard that perches on its shoulder. The lizard whispers in the boy's ear and gives him pleasure. But the pleasure gets less and less, and the lizard becomes more powerful. It controls the boy's life, and he ends up in hell. One day, he gets a chance to come out. God sends a good spirit to speak to the boy, to invite him to heaven. The boy says, "Yes, I want to get out of this place." The spirit says, "Okay, but I have to kill that hideous thing on your shoulder." The lizard becomes agitated. "No, please, don't let him. Think of all the years we've had together. Think about what you will lose." The boy pleads, "Can't I take him with me?" The spirit explains that in heaven, he can have pleasure beyond imagining. With great reluctance, the boy agrees, and spirit touches the lizard. As if struck by lightning, the lizard begins to writhe in agony, then falls to the ground. The boy feels frightened and desolate, but when he looks down at the ashes of the lizard, he sees something growing from them. It becomes a mighty horse that carries the young man to paradise. Dear friends, to realize one's purpose, what God has created for you and for me, one has to die. We have to place ourselves under the banner of the cross. We have to die to envy, to greed, lust, spiritual laziness, arrogance, pride, those things that bring us down to hell. But those things, bad as they are, have something good embedded in them, like the tiny seed. If we die to those vices by the power of Christ, they will transform us and carry us to heaven. Die to sin, live for God. "The hour has come," says Jesus. "Unless a wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest." We must die to sin. We must repent. Die to sin, live for God. Amen. Let us pray to die to our fears and dreads. May we bury our false stories in the past. May we rise in this Lenten season in the glorious story of Christ's love within our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for all who lead us in faith. May our leaders reveal the mercy of God and the dignity of all humankind. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray to help people who have been abandoned by society. May our brothers and sisters who live within mental illness find hope in our care for them. May our sisters and brothers who live under cupboard find shelter because of our witness to the dignity of life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for our children preparing for Easter sacraments. May children discover the sacraments of the Church during challenging times. May hope be born in our young. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for our efforts to heal the earth. May we bury seeds in our common soil for food for the next generation. May new lives spring up from our earth and joy be found within us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for an enduring sense of awe. May God heal tensions among us and help us see the beauty of relationships. May we lift our voices in praise and gratitudes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray to empty our hearts of regret and hatred. May reconciliation become our reality in family life. May hope be given to us as daily bread. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray to grieve our losses. May Lent bring us courage to let go of people we have loved and cared for in our past. May we find Christ's compassion towards us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for our loved ones who have died recently. We remember especially Imelda Lumche, who passed away recently, and for those whose anniversaries occur around this time. May they all enjoy the mercy of God and eternal rest with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and all the saints and angels in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the silence of our hearts, let us bring our own intentions and the intentions of those who have asked us to pray for them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask Mary to pray with us and for us as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father of love, you have planted in our hearts the hope of eternal life. Bring us and all our loved ones to the joy of the kingdom of heaven. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us continue to bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, dear friends, for joining me to listen to the Word of God today and to pray together during this season of Lent. We ask you to continue to support our efforts to spread the Word of God. Please like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channels and the other platforms. We wish you a joyous fifth Sunday of Lent. Let us finish our prayers like we began, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.